Good afternoon. Welcome to St. Cloud Somali Radio. Here with me today is Zach Dolhot, special representative from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Zach, welcome to St. Cloud Somali Radio.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we wanted to talk to you about a lot of things today. And one of the things we wanted to talk to you is, can you tell us more about what you do and what state level you represent, and also some of your functions in St. Paul?
Absolutely. So I'm a state representative, and I represent Minnesota House District 14B, which is about half of St. Cloud and Minden and Haven townships. And there's 134 state representatives. So I'm one of that 134. And then there's 67 state senators. So overall, there's 201 legislators, as we're called. And I was first elected here in 2012. So this is my first term.
That is our last election.
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And currently, I serve on three committees in the House. I'm vice chair of higher ed. And I'm also on government operations and transportation policy. And there's about 12 or 15 committees in the House. They range everything from environment, finance, commerce, taxes, K-12 policy, K-12 finance, and a few others in there.
Nice. So, as you know, we have different groups that live in central Minnesota now.
Yeah.
We have Latino, Spanish-speaking groups. We have Somalis. We have Oromos. And we wanted to talk to you about that. And are we heading in the right direction in making sure that these groups are also involved in day-to-day politics and what's going on in St. Paul?
Yeah, well, I feel like now we are. You know, there are folks who practice politics that are more inclusive, meaning everybody needs to be involved. And there are some folks who maybe practice politics that are more exclusive, meaning, you know, it's only a special subgroup of people who are involved. And I've always believed that the more inclusive our government is and the more inclusive our policies are, the better everyone's off. Our voices are lifted up.
Cool. And specifically in St. Cloud, I remember the election, the past election was a little bit tough, and so many things were going on. You tell us what is your view on groups like the Somalis and Oromo voting, some of them for the first time? What was the experience like with them and talking to them and dealing with them?
Sure. Well, you have, you know, some of the folks who, that are citizens. And I think people in St. Cloud don't recognize that a lot of these people, if not most of them, are actual citizens. And the ones who are involved are a little more in tune with some things that are going on, sometimes compared to the average person who's lived there their whole life. So I'm always impressed at that. And we have some great leaders here. And I've been impressed by how active a lot of the folks in the Somali community and the Romo community have found some leaders and continue to keep people involved. And I would, you know, always say, you know, my door is always open. So if you feel like you don't have maybe a leader within your own community to go to, you know, feel free to come to me as an individual too.
What are some of the steps that you are taking personally in St. Paul to help some of these immigrant groups?
Sure. Well, you know, when I was out door knocking, going out meeting people, trying to get votes, I think the number one concern people had was education. And that means making sure, A, we have enough teachers in the classrooms, B, people who maybe English isn't their first language are getting the support they need to make sure they can thrive. And then also that transition into college. Minnesota was put on the map nationally because historically we've always invested in education, and specifically we've invested really well in higher education. So that means, you know, the universities or the technical and community colleges, and over the past 10 years we've had a lot of cuts. You know, the economy was bad, we weren't able to invest the way we should. So I've been really trying to lead the charge in investing in catching us up to the rest of the country, to making sure that we're a leader in education rather than falling behind.
And I think that is a very, very important point, education being the cornerstone and foundation of any group that that are new to, especially in Minnesota and central Minnesota. I think that's very important. And English being also a very another foundation that they really, really need, especially early childhood education, right, which a lot of investment needs to be made on that. And I've heard parents talk about it, and I think that is a very important thing, that education is one of your priorities and you're working on that. Also, I wanted to ask you about challenges that you're facing in trying to make sure that what you have promised, what you're trying to do, are met. What are some of the challenges?
Sure. Well, some of the challenges is a lot of folks want us to do everything this year. And the legislature works in a biennium. So it's every 2 years we have the budget. It's a two-year budget. And what I would like to, ask folks to kind of recognize is, because, the economy isn't growing as fast as we'd like, and because we're making up for really a decade of cuts, it's going to take more than 2 years to catch up to where we need to be. So sometimes it's hard to say, we can't fund that this year. But the things that we are going to be funding that are a priority, one's going to be all-day kindergarten. And there's going to be a great investment in early childhood education, because we know that's where we get a best bang for the buck. Some people hear about cuts to things such as health and human services. We're trying to balance things the best way we can without hurting those who need the help the most. But it's going to take a little more than 2 years to catch up with the past 10 years we had of cuts.
Cool. And so with the governor being around here in Minnesota, and especially in St. Cloud, you spoken to him, I'm sure, a couple of times, and you're part of the people that will pass some of his agenda. Does he have, do you think he's working on what he's doing for American new citizens? I'm talking about people that voted for him that are American citizens, but still have not a foothold in Minnesota. Can you tell us more about that, or do you know, you have an idea or anything about that?
Yeah, I think Governor Dayton is, same philosophy I am, is that we need to have and provide a more inclusive environment, meaning doors in government need to be open to everybody. Anybody who wants to participate should and does have the right to participate. And I think he's done a good job at that. He's allowed us to establish some committees and commissions, which were kind of frowned upon in the past, that will get us answers that are more in tune with the communities, the new Americans, and other folks who are new to the area. Also, I'm happy and relieved that he really prioritizes education. I think he's going to go down in history as maybe the education governor, and education for everyone, not just a select few.
I don't know if we can talk about this, Michelle Bachmann has been still making headlines nationally and stuff like that. We tried to call and talk to her as well. We're not getting anywhere. But what do you think Jim Grafe will run again in 6th Congressional District here in St. Cloud?
Well, I think so. I hope so. And if he does, he's got my support. I've worked a little bit. I'm the only Democrat in Michelle Bachmann's entire district. And so that gives me a little bit of leverage. And she talks a lot about, say, funding for roads and things, but when asked, how to pay for it, what are we going to do for our communities, still feel like it's falling upon deaf ears. So that's been disappointing. And we need someone who actually is going to do the work. And she's been there for 6 years, and she's really hasn't done anything for our community, other than, get headlines in the papers.
Okay. And with Jim Grafe, have you spoken to him about running again, or do you think that is a possibility?
Yeah. I told him if he runs again, he's got my support. And, he's going to make an announcement here next week sometime, I think. I know he kind of put some things after his father actually passed away this Monday. So things are put on hold, but I think next week we'll hear the official word.
We'd love to speak to Jim Grave again if we get the time, and if you had the time to tell him. And also, we would like to invite anybody from Michelle Bachmann. As you know, this is a radio station. It's open for everybody to come in and express what their views are. You just don't want to seem like we are only one, but I mean, we are all one together. Right. We're one community, and we would like to hear both sides of the story. Is there anything?
Some good staff in Bachmann's office who communicate with me regularly. Okay. And some of her staff folks, newer staff folks, and some other people who actually live in the area are pretty in tune to the place. So they're good folks to talk to.
And here's my thing with me. I mean, you guys on the Democratic sides are making every effort to come and talk to immigrants. I myself being one of them. I'm a citizen as well, and I have a voting right. I can vote. But the thing is that only one side is making effort to reach out to these immigrants, mostly who are citizens now. Sure. The thing with the other side is that they're not making that effort a lot. And that tells a lot, what direction they want to head. And the other thing is Michelle Bachmann, I think, maybe doesn't know that she's representing a big chunk of electorate that she's ignoring that in central Minnesota. I know that's not a topic that why you're here, but politics, every time people do talk about politics, and I think that's a very important thing. But let's put that aside. We can talk about that some other time. I want to talk about St. Cloud now, the city of St. Cloud. Things sometimes tend to move very slow.
Yeah.
Could there be a reason for that?
Well, the reason is a lot of it has to do with how the economy really went under over the past 10 years. So we were under a lot of fiscal constraints at the state, at the federal, and at the local level. The city of St. Cloud lost out to what's called LGA, local government aid. Since 2002, the state has pretty much been cutting LGA, local government aid. And the city of St. Cloud is a regional hub. And we are dependent. Our population grows during the day. People come into our city to use the services, but they really don't pay much for those. And the state used to have a formula that would help make up for that. And with the governor's budget and the House budget, we will finally see an increase in local government aid. So that will help, everything from hopefully make it help, hire extra law enforcement, help folks get better training, help plow the roads a little bit, help maybe with some other local efforts.
Another concern that I'm a graduate from St. Cloud State University, and
me too.
Yes, we are both alumni, and we have so many other people that are graduate from St. Cloud State University. The other thing I really wanted to talk to you about is the youth here, the Somali youth here in St. Cloud. So first of all, I want to congratulate Kajok, a youthful organization in Minneapolis, representing the Minneapolis youth. I don't know if you know them about. They're doing an excellent job encouraging the youth to head in a positive direction. They've been here in central Minnesota. They've been here in St. Cloud as well, Apollo High School. They've gone and talked to young boys, making sure that they do the right thing. And they just got awarded the FBI Leadership Award, and they went to the White House. And also, they're in Washington, D.C. So I want to shout out and say congratulations to Kajok, and also specifically Abdi Malik, who is a graduate from St. Cloud State University. I know him personally, and I also know a couple of his friends around him. So I want to say congratulations. Let's go back to St. Cloud and the youth. We have issues with youth, Somali youth, immigrant youth. What do you think, in your point of view, can be done to help some of the youth to make sure that they head in the right direction?
Sure. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it has always kind of been a concern with just youth in general, and especially those who are new to the area. We do have a wonderful Boys and Girls Club here in St. Cloud. I've been working closely with some of those folks, trying to get them some grants and things that would help expand their opportunities. Here in St. Cloud, we do have free bus passes for the youth in the summer, so that if they can't get around, or parents don't have cars, or parents at work, you can actually get a free bus pass here in St. Cloud. And I'm making sure that program stays alive. And also extracurricular activities. I think that'd be great if we had some summer school programs that were funded for folks who may need to catch up, or who simply want to stay academically involved or get ahead. And also continue maybe with some of the STEM work, science, technology, engineering, and math with the university, and integrating that more into the St. Cloud area school district.
We also want, I think the most of the issue also women. I've spoken to a lot of Somali women and Oromo women and Spanish, Latino speaking women. And they feel like they're not really being involved in a lot of activities that is going on in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
Is there also an idea out there that you think or we all think that they can be involved, or how we can bring them on board, making sure that they're playing their role also on?
Yeah, there's a great group. It's called African Women's Alliance too, and I'm not sure what they're up to lately. But I've worked with them in the past. I was a treasurer of what's called the Central Minnesota Sustainability Project (CMSP). And what we do is we organize community gardens throughout the area. We have one on Main Prairie Road and a couple others. And that's a program open to anybody who's interested in, say, having their own gardens. And you can go to the website, is sustainmn.org, and check that out. I mean, this is a great time now. It's spring, and we'll be taking sign-ups. It's a great way for families to get involved, grow your own food. Have something a little fresh at the table, something outside of those inner aisles at the grocery store. So that's another organization that's kind of growing as well. And once again, the African Women's Alliance, and there's a couple others.
I know we have a lot to talk about, and we will talk more some other time on a different topic. But one more thing, the last question I want to ask you is employment. Yeah. You know that a lot of St. Cloud State Somali students are graduating from the university, and they do want to work around St. Cloud.
Yeah.
They're having hard time finding employment, especially in Stans County and Benton County.
Right.
You know, some of them are social justice, or they've done degrees or graduated on things that can help their community, because as you know, the translation is one of the most expensive thing to do in and around. And but if you have employees that speak their language and they're competent enough to do the job, but they're still putting in applications, and I've seen a lot of them, I mean qualified people that are moving to the cities and they're not getting jobs in St. Cloud. Do you think you can talk about that, or you think what can be done? Maybe this is the first time you heard about it, but you know, I wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
And that has been a kind of in St. Cloud for years. We've lost a lot of good graduates to areas that say have more jobs or better paying jobs. And there's going to be some good things moving through the legislature that should be good for what we call Greater Minnesota. And Greater Minnesota is anything outside of the Twin Cities metro area. So St. Cloud would be included in those packages. Also, you know, is the fields that are growing still, you know, technology, engineering, those type of things. So it may be helping folks get involved with things like that earlier. And, you know, making sure we fund, when we fund transportation projects at the statewide level, that filters really down to the community at all levels. So I'm hoping we can get some good transportation funding in, because that means jobs, that means transportation, that means getting people to and from where they need to be more easily and more efficient.
Do you think it's possible to get a light speed truck from Minneapolis to St. Cloud?
The truck or the train?
Train, yes.
Well,
yes, the train. Light speed train all the way from Minneapolis to St. Cloud,
right,
going through to St. Cloud. Why is that not part of, I mean, I know there was an idea mooted about doing that.
Yeah.
But last time I checked, they're moving over to the side of Duluth.
Mm-hmm.
Why can that train not come through St. Cloud? I mean, since we are in Central and, you know, we are right on a major highway, and, you know, we have a lot of trains crisscrossing here.
Yeah.
So why not? Why is that not a possibility?
I'm glad you brought that up, because I am a big fan of bringing the North Star train. That's the North Star train. It goes to come all the way to St. Cloud and maybe hopefully to Rice, a little further north of here. And what happened is, years ago, we had enough money to bring it all the way to St. Cloud. But the legislature and the kind of government, they sat on it too long. So by the time they had rebid the project, it only went to Big Lake.
Okay.
And fortunately, the Metro bus stepped up, and they have the link, so you can take the bus back and forth from the park and ride. But that train does need to come all the way. And part of the reason this is kind of getting really into policy here is, in order to get federal dollars to help fund that, there needs to be a certain ridership standard. And the way the federal formula works now, it kind of works against us. It doesn't allow us to count the folks who take the link.
But this is about the future.
It is.
The world is changing. I mean, you're not going to have the same population 5-6 years down the road.
Exactly.
I mean, why I don't understand why the federal government will put regulations or bureaucracy or steps in just, you know, to deny funds. But, I mean, the whole world is moving toward light track train.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're behind the curve.
Exactly. I mean, you can go to Europe and you can take a train from UK and go to Belgium and go to Holland and you can go to France and you can go to Germany.
Yeah.
You know, very fast, you know. And that makes airline tickets or airline flights much more cheaper because you have another means of transportation.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. It's not about now, but it's 5-6 years down the road. Yep. The population is growing. Demographic is changing.
Exactly.
There are more and more people moving to Minnesota.
Exactly.
So it's not going to be the same thing. So, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, well, like you hit it right on the head there. The St. Cloud area is growing in population. It's not like the university is going to move. The hospital, we have a center care in St. Cloud Hospital. That's going to be here. The VA is going to be here. So people come here and, you know, and they need more than just the road. They don't like sitting on what's now the parking lot of 94 and Highway 10. Senator Al Franken has actually been a really good advocate. He's working at the federal level to help help change that formula so we can get some matching dollars. I'm working on a bill with Representative Jerry Newton from Coon Rapids, which is kind of close to where the train ends. And we put in a bill this year that would help us get a new bid because we need to have the new costs of how much it would cost, actually. So I'm hoping that'll get through and allow us to do a little engineering and actually get the new dollar figure so we can get a bonding project. And I'm not going to give up on this. This is one of my priorities. This is a priority for St. Cloud. Even the Chamber of Commerce supports this here in St. Cloud. So we need to bring the train all the way to
I agree. And also the other thing is employment. I mean, if you have a big project like that, you create jobs. I mean, you know that the president has been talking about failing infrastructures across the country, bridges and ports and stuff like that. And we're looking for a place to get people to be employed. And this is, I think, is a great idea. And I think the Republicans should not look at it like it's a one-man show here, and I think they need to come on board to make sure people do get employment, do get employed, and they understand the value of having construction. It's not just spending, you know. It's about the future. It's about creating that employment, and employment created will just spread out. I mean, people, suppliers, in a chain of demand, you know, and create more employment. I think that is something that a lot of people are missing. I'm glad that you see that vision, and like being a young man, I think you understand and where you're heading with that is very important. But anyway, I want to say thank you for coming to St. Cloud Somali Radio. Like I said, here we had Zach Dorholt. He is a representative for
Minnesota House 14B.
Excellent. And he won last election. He involved everybody. He was diverse, and that's why we are glad that we have him as our representative here in St. Cloud. Again, thank you for coming.
Thanks
and
for having me.
I want to say in Somali, waxaan isla joogna manta Zach Dorholt oo ka tirsan magaalada St. Cloud ka soo galay district 14B, and Zachna waa nin oo Somali ahaan mise Oromo mise waxa aadaba caawitaan ku joogo ku caawinaayo dad u baahan tahay. What is your phone number, Zach? Can you let them know if they need help or email or something like that, or where do you want they can go so they can talk to their representative here in St. Cloud?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is my email, and that would be rep, so I'll just spell it rep.zachary.dorholt@house.mn. And if you Google my name, if you just type in Zachary Dorholt in Google, that'll bring you to my websites, and you can get all my contact information there too.
Excellent. And also, if you need more contact for Zach, you can contact me. My name is Haji, and I'm here at St. Cloud Somali Radio. Again, thank you for coming. We really appreciate for your time. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
I just appreciate you having me and your involvement, and I encourage folks to reach out. My door is always open, and I look forward to hearing from you.